the floor. And just a minute, I will close the. Okay. And we thank the Deputy High Commissioner, High Commissioner, for her opening statement. And we congratulate His Excellency Ambassador Zamir Akram for being elected as the chairperson, rapporteur, and commends his sincere efforts advocating this right. We have full confidence that His Excellency and we have full confidence in His Excellency that he will guide us to finally have a legally binding instrument that would contribute to making the right to development a reality for all. Egypt would also like to genuinely thank His Excellency Ambassador Saad Al-Faraghi, the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development, on the comprehensive report presented at the 48th session of the Human Rights Council, and confirms its unlimited support to the mandate. We recognize also the efforts done by the expert mechanism on the right to development and encourage all stakeholders to contribute to its work. The right to development is deeply noted in the Charter of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the two covenants. Furthermore, the Vienna Declaration and Program of Action affirmed the right to development as a universal, inalienable right and an integral part of fundamental human rights. And since the adoption of the 1986 declaration, the right to development has been reaffirmed unanimously by all states in numerous key declarations, resolutions, and agendas. Although the right to development is an old right, but it didn't get the attention it deserves, the successful implementation of sustainable development goals requires the strengthening of a more equitable international order and the promotion and protection of all human rights and fundamental freedoms. The elimination of the massive and flagrant violations of human rights of the peoples and individuals affected by situations such as those resulting from colonialism, new colonialism, apartheid, all forms of racism and racial discrimination, foreign domination and occupation, aggression and threats against national sovereignty, national unity, and territorial integrity, and threats of war would contribute to the establishment of circumstances propitious to the development of a great part of mankind. For this reason, and in the occasion of the 35th anniversary of the right to development, we call on for all NAM members to contribute actively and constructively in the discussions in order to come up with a cohesive and effective document that will be an important step in the right direction to address the systemic and structural causes of poverty and achieve sustainable development goals, and to strengthen the basis of for inclusive growth by revitalizing the global partnership for development. Thank you.